What's up, everybody? This is your boy Tom from Workplace Radio for Us All. I hope you've been enjoying the episodes if you had the chance to check them out. And if you didn't, go and check out episode 1 and 2. And if you did have a chance to check it out, check out episode 3 coming up right now. You are tuned in to Workplace Radio for Us All. And you know that's right, the baddest podcast in all the land. Okay, go Tom.
With Tom, Tay, and Shay.
Let's go, let's get it. Here we go. Go, Tay. Go. Welcome to Workplace Radio for Us All.
With Tom, Tay, and Shay.
Let's go, let's get it. Workplace Radio for Us All podcast. Welcome to part 3 of this podcast with Bill and Gwen. I've been enjoying the information they've been giving us, so they're going to share a little bit more with us again today. So, Bill and Gwen, let's go. Let's get it.
Well, it used to be, you know, and things have changed. It used to be, get the workers to work, and if not, fire.
Fire them. But they're trying to get back to them on my job.
Well, that's not the policy now.
Yeah.
The policy now is, gonna try to work with them. You're gonna try to figure out what the situation is, and they hired these people. Is you didn't hire them? They hired them. The thing is, they deal you a hand. Get the most out. Let's say this individual is a pain. Nobody, everybody said I can't work with this guy, right? Find out the most you can get out of that guy,
right?
In production,
right?
Okay, what is it that's his problem? Why can't we get some? All we really want for them to do their job,
right?
Mm-hmm. So get some production out of them. So you work, and so that's what my specialty was. I was gifted with the ability to deal with different types of people, and I know I recognize certain things because maybe I'm like I see myself in them. Mm-hmm. I, for instance, I see the one guy we in a group. Mm-hmm. He goes. If nobody ain't watching, he'll go disappear in the back, go hide.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the guy I always target and bring him to the front.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you picking on me. No, I'm not picking on you. I just feel like I need you here. And I need you to know that I need you. So then, and the rest of the people are like, what is going on?
Well, right.
I recognize that guy. He hiding in the back. I bring him right to the front. So anybody that goes and call himself hiding, they say, oh, he going to come hunt you down. you better not.
Okay.
But that's how, you got the group, you got different people.
Right.
I have special people in my game that is gifted. They're gifted. I can tell them to do a job and I don't even think about it no more.
Wow.
I'll be like, I know. They be like, oh, this person did that. Don't even say that. No, because I know. I won't let you talk about them.
All right.
I remember when a plumber came over and wanted to talk about my man. I said, no. No. You don't know what they've been through. I know. You are a plumber.
Exactly, yes.
I said, you work with water. The most thing you're going to do is drown or anything. These guys instantly dead. They're working with voltages high.
Exactly.
They work with high voltage. Do you work with high voltage? You don't even know. Some of these guys work with 11,000 volts. I said, what you have? You worried about some valve didn't open. I says, come on, don't do that. You talking about these guys. These guys, they have a pretty rough job. I mean, and here's the thing. We all get paid the same amount. That's really strange. A plumber, electrician, carpenter, all of these guys, and a painter, all of them make, the hourly wage is within 50 cents from each other. One might make 25 cents more or less.
Right.
The other way or the other way. But that don't make no sense. Because a painter walks around.
Don't have to deal with 11,000 volts.
What?
There should be hazard pay.
So they, and we brought that up. So at the end of the year, they give you a little something. But they tax the heck out of it. We're going to give you $600. This is to let you know that,
we appreciate
So here you go, and you see. Well, you're lucky if you see 3.
We get a hot dog and some hamburgers.
Are they at least Nathan hot dogs?
Oh, not even that chicken.
the chicken franks.
The beef.
Oh no.
The hamburgers, they fry them up, they shrink all up in on the grill.
Wow.
And everybody stand on
the
line.
The cheapest one they could find.
Yeah, and everybody stand up on the line. I'm like, okay, we sure appreciate y'all. But listen, you got 2 hours, and then you go ahead on back to your building and do your job. You know, like, really?
But here's the thing. So we said we wanted this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We had our union out there. Yeah, we want this. We want. So we got it. Right? So now, but here's the thing. They said, so we got it. Now you're going to have to do it. So they said, now you said you wanted face shield. You better carry it.
Yes.
You said you wanted goggles. You better carry it. Don't let me catch you without it. Don't let me catch you working without it. We going to order this stuff, and you better use it.
Yes.
So you got to remember both sides of this thing.
Now, you want to know one of the craziest things? When you make all of this fuss about safety and equipment you want to use, they pass you the equipment and they look at you. And you get somebody to say, do you just know what your guests are shuffling to? And I start and think about it. You know what? You want to be safe, but now they're watching like, he ain't got the goggles on.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got the gloves on.
Yep.
Write him up.
Yep. That's what they said.
Yes.
Write him up. Why? Because they want to write you up because at the end, when you get hurt, and they, again, it all comes back to paying your family.
Yes.
Because you be gone.
Yes.
You understand? Like I said, I ain't going to stretch out this whole thing and tell you the people I know that got hit by trains and was torn all apart, and it was their fault.
Okay, give me a little bit of that. If somebody dies and it's their fault,
your family don't get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Lordy. I can give you an example. Where I work at, before you dig the street, you're mm-hmm. supposed to call.
Right.
The electric department, the water department,
right.
The gas.
Right.
To see where their lines are at to make sure you're not going to hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
The guys decide to take a shortcut, they ain't calling about it. They're just going to go dig it up and get the job done, going about their business.
Right.
But it hit the electricity. The one guy there, he's shaking. The next guy go to grab him. Now he's shaking. The third guy go to grab him. All three guys died.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is... Woo. Now that's
all
scary. That's scary.
They didn't want to make a phone call.
That is scary.
And then you have then you have confined space, which a lot of people don't know anything about. They talk about asbestos and they talk about everything else, but confined space is a situation that a lot of people don't know about.
Right.
You go into any room where there's only one exit, and the way you came in, and you go into a downgrade,
right?
And it's underground, it's confined space.
Right.
Because, or if you go in a situation like I was in, I went in the room at this level, went down to a basement, mm-hmm. right? Then I went across and I went back up. This area over here, the air was no good.
Oh.
Because that was confined.
Right.
So what happened, when the guy was welding with the welder torch, everything seeks the lowest level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it displaces oxygen.
Right.
So it goes in, takes the oxygen out of there and push it up. So if you're down there, you can't breathe.
Oh, man.
But you know how that thing works? It works on your muscles first. So that's why you can't get out. Because it takes your muscles to pull you up the ladder.
Right.
So most guys die right there at the ladder.
Mm. Wow.
Trying to get out. And in our case on the transit, the whole team died because, except for the one helper, because the helper refused to go down. First guy went down, you can't see him. He went down the manhole, went this way. The other guy said, hey, Joe. He ain't answering. He went down to see what's going on. He down there. Next guy, Joe, you guys down there? Next guy go down. He go down. He down there. Then the other guy comes down. He said, hey, where you guys at? You gotta stop playing. He said, don't let me come down there. He goes down there. He down there. Here come the helper. Here the helper go. Hey! But he sees the other guy try to make it back, so he see his foot on the floor. The heck? He called the fire department, the ambulance. He said, I ain't going down there because I don't want to be down there like that. Something ain't right down there. Everybody on the floor asleep. Mm-hmm. So they come.
Somebody goes test the air like that manhole I went in.
Yeah, you got, so they have a tester for that. That's confined space.
Wow. We had a guy. See? Know how he survived? The rat killed Dover first.
The what?
Rat.
Wow.
They usually use birds.
Now the rat was down there, and the rat was on the other side. And the rat, he said, the army scared him because he's there, and the rat crawled up his arm, over his shoulder, went down to go out the other way. So he said he's watching. He's working, but he's watching the rat. He said the rat came back out the hole, and the rat just keeled over. He said, time for me to go.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a real good
one. That's crazy.
Back in the day, they used the bird. They put a bird in the bird cage.
Right.
And you take the bird down with you. Mm. And one guy just watching the bird. Everybody working while this guy watches the bird. If the bird start acting funny, everybody out. Mm.
Okay. So those are test subjects. Okay.
And if they faint, when they come back up on the, and you go back out and get air, they just come back and be like, okay.
Hey, so.
So what was it? Did you know what kind of
work? You never know when you're going to run into a whammy.
It's just that you're underground. They're like, you don't know what's down there. That's why you're supposed to send the air tester back. And supposed to stay down there the whole entire time you're down there. And if the alarm go off, you're supposed to get out.
The air tester, electronic tester.
And it's like, if it had not been for the rat, the distance.
Right, right.
The rat's all over on the other side, but he's watching the rat because the rat already crawled over him once.
Mm-hmm.
He said the rat came up, twitched a little bit, and then just keeled over. He was like, okay, it's time for me to go.
My gosh.
That's scary.
But
we
also had experience where they went in the manhole and the oxygen was depleted and they kept going down one after one. They lost two guys that way. The other guy, he didn't go far enough down. He was able to make it back up to the top of the ladder.
Mm.
So if he had on an oxygen mask, you think that would have prolonged their life or...
An oxygen mask?
Whatever.
You mean a tank?
You wouldn't need a tank
What they call a scuba?
Something.
Tank on
some
the back?
Kind of
oxygen, you would need the oxygen.
They're receiving oxygen.
Yeah.
Not just a respirator or anything like that.
Right. Some kind of oxygen.
You gotta, you know, and you know, when you take, you get that kit, right? It comes with the tank.
Okay.
It comes with a tripod. It comes with a harness.
Okay.
A harness for you. A harness for you to put on the person you want to bring up. And you set this thing over the hole. And you take the wire down to the bottom. You hook it onto the back. And you just bring them up.
The harness isn't very comfortable.
Well, if you knocked out, you don't know. And then when I had, and you pull the guy up and bump his head. You might trying to get him back up through the hole. Because they have a class that you go to for that. And you got to bring the dummy up. Now, the dummy is heavy.
Mm.
So you put
like the fire department does when they do
it. Matter of fact, all these classes come pretty much from the fire department. All those confined space classes and everything come from the fire department.
Wow.
And even that's when they did the fire, we actually do fire drills and stuff. They
simulations.
It's a simulation, but it's serious.
Right.
Wow.
If I show you a simulation, you will not believe. They use real trains, real everything, smoke the tunnel down, and you're in there. They said, now get out. We'll see how you're going to get the passengers out. So we stand in there on the train. One guy, I'm on one side. Another guy grabs up my arm this way, and the other guy's on the side like this. And we're making a rope for you to walk past another guy, and so you can walk from train to train.
So that's kind of like an emergency preparedness type of plan.
So they train you what to do. Now, let's say you are on the train, but then you're on your day off. This is your day off.
Wow.
They will actually pay you, put you back on the clock immediately, because that you're on the train, just going where you go. All of a sudden, boom, and something happened. Boom, jump the track or whatever. And it's dark. And it's smoking. You're there. They said... This is what they said. You don't have, you got a choice. You got your pass. You can say, listen, okay, I work for the transit. All right. Am I going to do this? You got to make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. You get up, you say, listen, I work for the New York City Transit, and I know the way to get you guys out of here. Everybody follow me. And you're going to have some people go, well, who are you? I ain't following you. And you ain't got time for that.
That's right.
The ones that want to get out, follow me.
And mm-hmm. I tell you right now, you wouldn't have no problem unfollowing. I'd be like.
Because you got to go. Let me tell you what happened with one train. That the staircases was 15 to get up to the street. 15 level to get the people out to the street.
Wouldn't been no problem.
Now it's dark. It's smoking.
With rats running up.
And you ain't worrying about no rat at this point. You are scared.
You got that right.
Rat ain't gonna be your worry. You like. Right. You scared you're gonna touch the third rat. It's when you know what's funny. If I turn the lights off, do you know you don't remember where you were standing?
What?
If you on a platform, you walking down, you got a big platform,
right.
And the lights go bang, off. You know what it is? When you're on a station and you turn the lights off, there is no other light.
So you don't know.
It's darker than you closing your eyes. If you blink, you would not know you blinked.
Wow.
That's how dark it is. You don't know. There's no other light. So now you don't remember where you are, where the platform ends, where it starts. Where are you? Was you facing this way or this way? Now you got to go like this because you might walk off into the track.
Right.
There's no light because this thing happened. I told the guy, one worker we're working with, I said, whatever you do when you go inside, don't push the button. There's a red button there. Don't push it. It says emergency. And he's like 1 month on the job. He can't help himself. So don't push it. Okay. You mean this?
Oh, gosh. And he pressed the button.
15 minutes for it to reset.
Wow.
For the lights and everything to come back on. Because they had something called lockout tagout. They locked it out. So it's now for it to come back.
Right.
It's going to take 15 minutes. I said, you better get your hand in, and you better be at the next station. We walk in the tunnel like this. And the only light, you hear what I'm saying? A flashlight could go a long way in a dark tunnel. A long way. I shined the light towards the station, people were like this.
Wow.
I said, if we don't get out of here, we're fired.
But you know what's sad, though? The elderly. The handicapped.
Right. Of course.
They're at an extreme disadvantage
and one other one you
their survival.
Me.
Well, you know what they have now? Now you know what they have today?
No.
This is what they have. They have emergency lighting.
Okay, they fix it.
It works on a battery.
Okay.
2 hours you get. So now when that happens, emergency light comes on.
Kicks on, you got
the
2 hours.
All it works is the battery.
How do the cell phones work? People got cell phones.
Well, see, that'll help too. Everybody be like, maybe put my cell phone on.
Now, when it comes to the disabled and the handicapped, we really need to step up our game.
Okay.
My son was in a school in Connecticut. He had to go to that particular school, but it's the only school that was wheelchair accessible.
Right.
And the question came up in a meeting, if your elevator stopped working, how is he going to get down the steps? And they couldn't answer that question because they didn't know how he was going to get the other steps. All the equipment that they were supposed to have, they did not have.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of times, if they have it, it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What, for the...
They're supposed to, if they couldn't get him down in a wheelchair because the elevator is not working, whatever's going on, they're supposed to have equipment that will bring him down the steps. They didn't even have the equipment. And he was not the only person there in the wheelchair.
Wow.
And a mother like me, no, you want to get what you need.
Do y'all have fire drills?
Nah.
Why not?
Yeah. I ain't never had a fire drill. We don't have no kind of drills. Nothing.
Well, everywhere I know have a fire drill.
Nothing.
You have fire extinguishers?
No.
Okay, y'all
they got sprinkler system?
They got sprinkler system.
I ain't never heard of y'all have no fire. You could supposed to at least have a fire extinguisher.
Nah.
ABC.
No ABC, no dry chemical, nothing.
Your fire extinguisher needs to be secure.
Nope.
at work, the fire extinguisher put to be secured in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that held the fire extinguisher right. broke. Instead of the guy reporting it,
right.
he didn't report it. I went to get in the truck. The fire extinguisher went off in my face.
Oh, now, my God!
But check this out. They have a laundry down in the basement. Mm-hmm. People doing laundry. Sometimes they put stuff in there that could be flammable. Mm. No fire extinguisher.
Well, you know, for me, for my workplace, we have regular fire drills. Regular should. Fire drills.
Should.
I'm a fire marshal. Fire extinguishers. ABC. We have our own fire department that comes, that's right there on the campus, mm-hmm. you know, for the hospital. And, I mean, everything is, and I've worked in positions of management where I would help create the plan of evacuation uh-huh. procedures, emergency preparedness plans. When we've mm-hmm. merged with different services merging into one, there became different exits that was being utilized. There was different construction that was being utilized. So we helped write the plans mm-hmm. And the policies. And so, I mean, these things are very important. And a lot of jobs don't follow these guidelines, and they're not being held accountable because guess what? No one brings up an issue. And if someone brings up an issue, you're a troublemaker.
Now, well, that mm-hmm. is usually the fire department that's usually enforcing
right.
that.
Right.
So they're supposed to come out and do their, they have inspections that they do, and they're supposed to, oh, where's your fire extinguisher? And it's supposed to be a tag on there, and somebody's supposed to be monitoring and checking that and making sure everything
making
is good.
Sure that so, the level and the
yeah, meters, they supposed to check it.
Now we see, just like you would think in the laundry room, that it will be one in there.
You know, this is something. Or, now that you've just brought mm-hmm. it up, it seems like there has to be some awareness at that workplace. There's going to be some. It always takes one person to initiate stuff, get stuff started. The ones that particular one person is the one where a lot of heat comes on because mm-hmm. guess what? Now you're a troublemaker. You're causing more money to be spent. And yes. now because of you, yes. well, yes, how are we going to get rid of this troublemaker? Because
at my job, I got hurt in a vehicle accident while at work.
Right.
And the response was, she's gone now. We wow. made a mistake, and we're going to go back doing it the way we used to. Mm. Which was unsafe.
See, that's the thing. That's the
and
thing.
And
right
I
there.
Said they threw a party because I was gone. Okay. They told me, just file for disability.
Mm.
Wow.
I couldn't do the job anymore. Just file for disability. I was like, okay,
all right. And they make you a fire marshal down mm-hmm. there. Okay, but it's not the transit or anyone like that. The fire department came there. They said, okay, give me somebody. I'm like, who? I don't know why they picked me. So I didn't even know that that's what they were doing.
Right,
I
right.
get to this room. They're like, you know what you're here for? Nope.
Wow.
You're going to be a fire marshal. What?
Okay. Hopefully it came with extra pay.
No.
Oh, just no. more responsibility.
The fire marshal is in your group, one person who's responsible, who they give the authority to mm-hmm. start fire drills. In other words, I'm allowed to go inside and pull any, don't have to tell nobody nothing.
Yes.
Pull the fire alarm and everybody got to have a fire drill. So that's one thing, but I'm the last person to leave. Mm-hmm. I'm the last person to leave. Make sure everybody going. So in a case, they're saying this.
Give it back.
Huh?
Give it back.
So and halfway through the class, I'm beginning to realize what it is. They said, have y'all figured out why y'all here yet? It's like, you want us to do that?
Yeah.
They said, we got to have it in every group. So they selected you to be the one. I said, okay. All right. No extra pay, huh? No.
No.
But, you know, You get to pull the fires.
You get to pull the
thing. I did it two times.
Oh, this is what I was trying to remember earlier. Safety committee.
Okay.
Okay, like.
Yeah, safety.
I would just put have a safety committee that get together, like, you know, maybe three or four workers, and then you have people that's with management. Mm. And every so often they get together and bring up issues that they might have and bring up things that, you know, workers was complaining about. Now, the union says that we have that river base. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got that. I'm like, see, before they were saying the shop stewards was, you know, also the safety committee, which I kind of like have a problem with that. I'm saying like, okay, D guys are the safety committee, D guys are the shop steward, and some of these guys are also lead workers that works also with the office.
Hmm.
So I'm saying, okay, the safety committee should switch up every now and then.
They put people in place to benefit them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now, like I was saying, I was taking up the training. I paid for, you know, which I think, in fact, I think it was a birthday present or something. That was a gift. To become a member of the, you know, the National
Safety Council.
You know, started to get information from them and learn about certain things. And that was one of the things they said, listen, get involved with, you know, with the safety, with the safety committee, make sure that your job has one. So I go talk to the shop steward. I was like, hey, listen, you know, I'm doing some great things. I'm, you know, educating myself a little bit more about safety and getting involved. So how can I get involved with the safety committee? Oh, no, we don't have that. You know, we not. Really? Not too long ago, y'all had a safety committee. Now you don't have one?
So and you need to start it back up.
Yeah, so I'm like, cool. Okay. So now I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, you know what? Trying to, you know, I'm working, talking to people. I'm like, listen, let's just start it. Getting together, talking about safety issues, and started taking them to the company and say, hey, look, we got this going on.
Tell them, we want to start back up the safety committee, and I'm offering to start it to lead the safety committee. If you don't have anybody, you can take a vote.
The most important thing is documentation.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, yes.
See what they say.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I might do that Monday. They'd be like, no, not him, no. And everybody be like, yeah. See, because.
Well, what I learned is this. As a maintainer, they said I was quiet, right?
Right.
Because they said, you never fight for us. Why you never fight for us? I said, well, because if I fight for you, I'm going to find myself in a real bad corner. It gets real dark. So I said, you know, you never say anything. I said, you know what? Okay, next time something happens, I'm going to say something. I want you to observe what happens. He said, okay. Boss came down. He said, I want you guys, electrical guys, to go and bend this conduit for these plumbers. These guys, I want you to bend all the conduits for them. Then I said to them, according to your boss, he stated to us that he never want us to bend conduit for them because he wants his own guy to learn how to use the machine and bend conduit for himself. So I said, now I'm taking their side, right? Then he said, what? I look. Ain't nobody standing behind me.
Thank you.
I said, where everybody go? He said, boy, I know you're not talking. I said, yes, I am. And he did tell me that. Then he says, I'm going upstairs and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
So he goes upstairs into the boss office, and boy, when that guy finished yelling at him, he come back outside. He said, okay. He said, Bullock, but don't forget, I seen you sleeping in your car that day. I see, you know, I could do stuff to you too. I seen you sleeping in your car doing working hours. And I says, you did? Because That's out of character for me. Not the fact that I might sleep in my car during work hours, but for you to see me. You know what I'm saying? He said, I said, for you to see me, is that's definitely out of character. So I said, so this is not right. I says, let me think about what you're talking about. And I went back and I thought, and I said, oh, I know what you're talking about. And I went back in his office. I says, now I remember what you're talking about. You're talking about when I was over at the so-and-so street and I had gotten sick and my wife is supposed to come and pick me up and I'm waiting in the car and I'm sick and she's going to drive the car home. And when you saw me, I was in the passenger side. I'm waiting for my wife to come and drive me home. Check the records. I called out sick that day. He's like, oh. I says, yeah, because I said, that's not good. Why would I? If I was going to sleep in my car, it wouldn't be anywhere where you could find me. You're going to have to work to find me. Right. I said, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I said, so that's out of character for me. But the fact that you said it, and I don't believe you're lying. So I said, when did that happen? I had to think about it.
Wow.
I said, you remember that? He didn't have nothing on me.
Wow.
That's all he could bring up.
Tried.
And with the other guy, he had stuff on them. So they was gone.
Yeah.
That the whole, everybody's, oh yeah, uh-uh. Uh-huh. It reminds me of the story in the Bible where he says, you see, he wrote down on the ground, and Jesus wrote down on the ground. Okay. He said, first the oldest people left first. Mm. He said, then the youngest. He said, the oldest ones there, remember they did so much. They're like, oh man, let me go. Then I go back and I get these guys. I said, I said, why y'all left me hanging? He said, boy, I was so surprised you stood up to that guy. Oh, no, that's not the one. He said, you picked the wrong one, Bullock. I said, wait a minute. You said I never say nothing. That's why I don't say nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. But this has been a great podcast. A lot of great information. Useful for our listening audience, and you can always send us an email if you would like to be a guest on our show at www.workplaceradioforceall.com. That's www.workplace4usall.com. If you want to be a guest on our show, we just thank you all for listening, and be sure to tune in next time, and thank you for joining us. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Gwen, for being a guest on our program, on our podcast, and thank you for being a guest on our podcast, sharing your knowledge and experience with our listening audience. To reference some of the materials, pictures, and videos, go to our website at www.workplaceradioforceall.com. www.workplaceradioforceall.com. And to be a guest or just to share topics that you would like us to discuss on future podcasts, send us an email at www.workplaceradioforceall@gmail.com. www.workplaceradioforceall@gmail.com. And I would like to thank you for listening and tuning in to Workplace Radio for Us All.